Bonjour and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Okay, who's ready to grow stuff? When I lived in St. Paul before moving to Grand Rapids a couple years ago, there were so many homes on our block with small gardens, and even a family down the road had chickens in their backyard. And now that we're up north, I find that it's more of a regular thing. So many people I've met have gardens, big or small. But I wonder, okay, so how do those of us that don't grow up learning how to garden, how do we learn? How do we actually learn to do that? So Northern Voices has helped me learn quite a bit about it, just talking to folks and making mistakes and just trying it. And I think there's a lesson in that, talking to people and just giving it a go. And that's what I'm doing with Northern Voices. Through these conversations, I'm learning more about the traditions, sustainable practices, and the indigenous and ancestral ways of life of my neighbors. And today, I'm heading to Aurora to check out the Mesabi East Environmental Education Center, where students are building confidence in their growing abilities and are providing fellow students with delicious foods that they grow with their own hands.
I am Rachel Doherty with Mesabi East Schools. I'm the greenhouse manager and agriculture teacher here for Mesabi East. We are currently now at Mesabi East's Environmental Education Center, which has been shortened up to be called ME3C. The vision of this Environmental Education Center was to start introducing kids back to sustainability programming. Gardening, community gardens also, though, take a place at this facility.
Rachel and I sat among flowers that folks at ME3C were putting together for the upcoming school dance.
We are a little under a quarter mile away from the school. The students can walk here when it's nice in the fall and in the spring. And even a nice winter day, they walk the walking path here to from the school to the facility. It allows for that little bit of off-campus venture.
And of course, a nice breather outside during the day can help perk me up. So I don't doubt that it also helped the students who participate in the program.
My position here then is mainly to work with students at the high school level currently in horticulture and agricultural classes. They range from juniors and seniors who are taking a horticulture full year course to students who are also in special education, and that age level goes from 7th grade through 12th grade.
Rachel also mentions that the school is a combined school, so kindergarten through 12th grade, all those grades are all in one building. And those older horticulture students end up teaching the younger students, so even more students benefit from the programming at the facility. And Rachel isn't a stranger to the work. She actually has a background in conservation and has spent years as a ranger for the National Park Service. She's traveled around the country working, and then she eventually came to Mesabi East, but as a paraprofessional. So Rachel found herself working at a school, but also had this love for conservation. So the school was pretty smart and ended up asking Rachel, hey, what's your passion?
And they said, well, what's your passion? I said, you know, I really like to garden. And I would love to see the kids start to understand about where their food comes from. None of them had even thought about planting a seed.
And Rachel got the support she needed to get the project up and running. At first, it was at the school.
So we started actually up on third floor in an old abandoned room. The superintendent was very gracious and said, hey, it's got light, I think, and had awesome, huge floor-to-ceiling southern exposure windows. And the next thing you know, we had purple light, grow lights going up there, and it made people think they got a disco going on. And we started just growing a few flats of trays. The following year, we did the same thing. We put it a little bit bigger scale. And during that time, the program really started taking off, and we had elementary classes coming up to check out the garden room, and a referendum came into place. And in that referendum, one of the parts was for a greenhouse to come into the school. When the referendum passed and the greenhouse was seen as something we needed to do, we quickly realized that the area that we could build a greenhouse was hard to figure out.
But the school board ended up checking out this spot where we are now, which actually had been a greenhouse and a floral shop, and it happened to be up for sale.
The previous owners, Bob and Melanie Pavela, had wanted to retire, and so it was going undone. And the school district said, hey, we've got a huge facility here. And they looked at the lease to purchase option then. So that's how we ended up with this facility and getting into this much larger scale of just a small gardening room that I originally thought we were going to be doing.
So of course I get a tour.
Great. Well, you want to show me around a bit?
Yeah.
All right, as we enter the building, there's a classroom where a few students are gathered and working on a project.
We have those few hydroponics that are growing here.
And then we pass by a microgreens room.
The microgreen room consists of five shelves.
With multiple shelves of little bitty greens.
Four that are continuously growing our microgreens for the salad bar system.
And then there's a greenhouse with...
We have a number of seeds that have just been planted in. They're starting all of their tomatoes and herbs. We also have a number of cuttings. Students learn not only to plant from seed, but they also learn how to plant from a propagation of cuttings. And so we have a number of geraniums and leatherleaf, Swedish ivy...
Some plus five hoop houses, which are another kind of structure with like half circle roofs that help extend the growing season.
Sustainability at ME3C looks like students understanding and knowing where their food comes from and how important it is for our local producers, that there is farms and producers around the area that do sell their produce to whether it be a farmer's market or the co-op, and more importantly, back to Mesabi East. But it also looks like the students who are in my horticulture class being sustainable in their future. They have the understanding then of how to properly plant their own gardens and harvest their own produce, but also harvest that produce for the cafeteria. They are growing microgreens, they are growing lettuces, tomatoes hydroponically, they are growing radishes, things that can be immediately brought back to the school into the cafeteria, whether that be in the salad bar or in mini taste tests.
And the students of all ages have fun and learn about new foods.
The other day, we grew our first tray of popcorn microgreens, which is like eating a sugar cube. And the students were utterly surprised that those corn sprouts would be that flavorful already in just that little quick grow.
And this adventurous eating and trying new things and seeing themselves as a part of the food system helps them learn that healthy local foods can taste great and that the students have the capability to successfully grow foods for their own community.
The main important factor of local foods and sustainability for myself is that I know where my food comes from. For the students, it is so that they understand that even in a city apartment, their own home, they still have the ability to grow their own food and know where that food comes from. We have a number of students who, when they first came onto this program, said, I can't grow anything. And then we introduced them to those short-term crops of radishes and lettuces. And they understood that they could take something from a seed and harvest it and see it to the end planting.
Big thank you to Rachel Doherty at Mesabi East Environmental Education Center. Can't wait to see the progress as the years go on. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich. Thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawapaman, and see you soon.